जयति जयति देवो देवकी नंदनोऽसौ जयति जयति कृष्णौ वृष्णिवंश प्रदीपः जयति जयति मेघश्यामल कोमलांगौ जयति जयति पृथ्वी भारनाशौ मुकुंदौ ऑल ग्लोरीज टू कृष्णा हू अपियर्स इन दिस वर्ल्ड एज सन ऑफ देवकी All glories to Krishna, who appears in the Vrishni Vamsha, like the sun or the light, expanding his glory in this world. all glories to that Lord Krishna, whose body is like the color of the fresh monsoon cloud, Shyamala Varna, and whose body is tender like butter. And all glories to the same Lord Krishna, who comes on this earth, to destroy the burden of the earth in the form of demons and to give great pleasure to the hearts of his devotees. Today is Akshaya Tritiya. Many people start a business today so that the business will never collapse or business will expand and they can establish themselves very nicely in this world. So many people will go to the temples today all over the country because Akshaya means no depletion or no reduction. if anybody starts anything today, it will grow like a waxing moon or a growing moon, from the crescent moon to the full moon. But the devotee's vyavasaya or business is to constantly remember Krishna. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha purunandana. The only business of a devotee is to focus on the Lord constantly. So this aspect of constancy attracts even the heart of the Lord. Therefore, Kunti Maharani in her prayer says, Shrinvanti gayanti grinantya vikshnashah smaranti nandanti tavehitam janaha tayeva pashyanta chirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. She's saying, my dear Lord Krishna, Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti, those who hear your glories, those who sing your glories, those who take to the chanting of the holy name constantly, abhikshnashah, she says. And they remember your glories, they delight in seeing others doing so. Such people can always easily, by your mercy, rise above the waves of samsara and be situated in your lotus feet. So this type of constancy in devotion service is repeatedly explained. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Similarly, he says, Hanana chetaha satatam yomam smarati nityashah. So, the devotion service is not an occasional attempt or occasional seriousness or occasional intensity. So, where the Lord sees that the devotee is after me and after me only, and the devotee has nothing else to hanker for in this world, then it touches the heart of the Lord and he definitely reciprocates with such a devotee. So Prabhupada often used to say, we have to chant always Satatam Kirtayantomam, but we cannot chant always. Therefore we have a prescribed number of rounds by chanting which we will get inspired to remember the Lord and chant more of his names, more of his glories. In this way, as the devotee's consciousness becomes gradually absorbed in Krishna more and more and more, then Krishna dwells in the heart of such a devotee by seeing the devotee's constancy in devotional service. Harinam Prabhu ki.